Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Mary from the United Kingdom, who takes LDN for a variety of autoimmune conditions and cancer. Thank you for joining us today, Mary.
Thank you, Linda. Good to hear from you. Busy woman.
Could you tell me, you know, how long ago it was now when you first had problems?
It was 2.5 years ago when I was taking over-the-counter antacids. I thought I had a stomach ulcer, so my GP referred me for a gastroscopy. And then on the gastroscopy, it showed that I had a lymphoma, a gastric lymphoma, as a result of the stomach ulcer, a Helicobacter infection. Because I have Sjogren's syndrome, I have no effective oral mucosa. So the mucous membranes in the digestive tract are helpless, really. So the Helicobacter morphed into a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They said it was an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then when they did the staging for that, they said it was stage four. Mm-hmm. So that was 2 summers ago I started chemo, actually. It was in July 2017, and it went for 5 months, and I was given the all clear, pardon me, in the Christmas time then.
Okay.
And then in the January, I attended for my first follow-up appointment with my hematologist cancer specialist, and I had a rash over my chest, shoulders and back, and long story short, when that was biopsied, they said I had lupus, but because it's just the skin version of lupus with all the other autoimmune, so Sjogren's syndrome being the primary autoimmune. Raynaud's very severe these days since I had chemo. And muscle and joint aches, which I still get a few breakthroughs of bad episodes of that. They said it was mixed connective tissue disease is the new term for having all of those things going on with the subcutaneous lupus as well. So that's why I started LDN. I came across it while I was waiting for the diagnosis of lupus. I think I was on a multiple sclerosis website because a lot of the symptoms of lupus and MS kind of cross over. Well, all these autoimmune ones do, don't they? Mm-hmm. And that's where I first saw it mentioned. And that's when I started digging and delving into it. So I suppose that was in the February, but I didn't order it until the end of March because I didn't know how to go about it initially. Mm-hmm. And then I found Dixon's Pharmacy.
Okay.
Because, like you say, most medical practitioners haven't heard of it. And my hospital, I was under 3 specialists at the time, and well, I know that they would have had a closed mind to it. They said they didn't know what it was, and they were only allowed to prescribe from the lists that they're allowed to prescribe from, and LDN is not on their list. And that was the end of the story there. Until I came across Dixon's pharmacy.
So how easy
in the UK?
So how easy was it to get a consultation with a doctor to prescribe your LDN?
There's a button to click on Dixon's pharmacy on the top right-hand side. I clicked that, downloaded the referral form. So I did a very simple self-referral. And about 3 days later, I had a telephone consultation with one of the practitioners allied to the pharmacy. And I think about a week later, the prescription turned up. She said I was good, you know, a good candidate for LDN with all of that going on.
Mm-hmm. So when you got your LDN, you know, what dose did you start on?
I started on 1.5 milligrams, 1.5 mil every night, and increased it slowly. I think it was a fortnight before I did the first increase. And they said that I could increase it weekly after that. So it takes a few weeks to get up to the 4.5 milligrams. But nowadays, I find I'm... You know, my sweet spot is 3.5 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. And when
that's
you,
what I'm happy on.
When you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Yes, really delightful, colourful dreams, kind of Disney Technicolor dreams, pleasant dreams, and a feeling of euphoria, just waking up in a very pleasant floating state. But that was only each time I increased the dose, just for the first couple of mornings, really. That was all. And I don't get any side effects now at all.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take before you noticed that it was doing something for you?
Between week three and week four, I would say, nearer to week five probably. And what I noticed was that my joints, all the muscle and joint pain had very much diminished. A wonderful increase in energy levels. My hand grip was stronger. I was feeling happier and more optimistic. I think when you've had a horrible diagnosis and you've lived through that, one of the things about cancer is that you really feel like you've got an axe falling over you, hanging over your head. Mm-hmm. You read the literature and you hear that you know, the event-free survival for my condition was 68%. Before rituximab, it was only 28%. And then you read that the relapse rate is highest in the first 2 years after chemo. And that casts quite a long shadow in your day and in your approach to life. So for me, I chose LDN because it is supposed to optimize the immune system, which I thought I'd be a good candidate for. But to give me some kind of backup so that I didn't feel that I felt I was less likely to relapse in the next 2 years. I just thought I'd have more of a fighting chance without the lymphoma recurring if I had LDN. And, you know, watching the conference last July, there were lots of speakers, lots of information, and it was brilliantly inspiring.
Good.
Those were the two main reasons that I sought out LDN.
Mm-hmm. So your Sjogren's and the lupus and the rheumatology part of it and the mixed tissue, what was it?
Mixed connective tissue disease, or mixed connective tissue syndrome, whatever.
So how is all that now? You've been on LDN.
I had to, last summer, I had to use a factor 50 and stay out of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to have been all right this year, but I'm cautious at the moment. Sjogren's syndrome, basically, I think because I'd had Sjogren's syndrome for so long, you know, my salivary glands, pardon me, are not going to regenerate any more than if you had a leg amputated.
Mm.
You know, that isn't going to improve. But the muscular, the pain in muscles and joints is 85% better.
Wow.
With LDN.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had month on month increasing strength and vitality. I mean, at the beginning, I had no appetite either. I don't know if I told you, Linda, that I had dropped to less than 7 stone, about 45 kilos.
Goodness me.
I mean, I'm a small person, but a drop from 8 stone 4 or 53 kilos down to 45 is awful, really. So, you know, after I finished chemo, I had quite a long, you know, that whole of the next year to recover. And so LDN came in about, I suppose, halfway through that year. And my appetite improved, strength improved, optimism improved, muscles, joints, all the rheumatoidy type of things that I was having much improved. But especially, most important thing, I think, was this gloomy, dead weight had been lifted off me. You know, the fear of relapse was really quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just feel, you know, well, so much more optimistic. I feel like a normal person. It's very important for the cancer person when they're recovering to, especially when they get a good telephone caller, as I got from my consultant just before Christmas, to say that the PET scan showed there was no signs of cancer anywhere. It was an important point for me to realise that I was still feeling awful, but I've not got cancer. I'm now recovering from chemo, you know, and LDN has been by far and away the most important item in my arsenal for recovery from chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I'm so grateful to all of you that have got LDN out there and made it accessible in the UK. It's just amazing.
Well, thank you. But what's your skin like now?
Well, it's normal, and we've had a couple of weeks of quite a lot of, you know, it's been 22 degrees centigrade out here. Our garden is south-facing, so I tend to eat breakfast in under the pergola. My skin's been fine.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yes.
So,
I'll, you know, see how the summer goes, but I'm really pleased.
Well, I know you said that you've had Sjogren's for many, many years, but before you started LDN, what would you have said your quality of life was like on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
2.
Okay, and what would you say it is now?
I would say it's 9.5 now.
Wow.
I mean, I get days when it feels like it's 11.
Yes.
So, you know, it really, I can't overstate what a difference it's made to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. Well, what more can I say? But thank you very much for being our guest today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I wish you every success in the future.
Thanks ever so much, Linda, and all the best to you, and good luck with the conference this year. I'll be coming next year? Is it going to be at Glasgow next year?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll look out for where it will be in the UK next time.
Okay. Well, you can always join us online and it's recorded.
Yes.
So
I'm thinking of that actually. Yeah, I've had conversations with my husband about going online this year.
Yes.
Because you've got lots more material, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a 3-day conference. Plus, we've got, I think, over 20 recorded speakers as well. So there's a lot of information there. Well, thank you again.
Thanks very much, Linda. All the best to you. Take care. Bye.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.